This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, September 30th. You can now add Charleston, South Carolina to the list of port closures ahead of Hurricane Ian, where it's now bound for South Carolina, expected to come ashore this evening. The only cruise ship currently sailing from the port is Carnival Sunshine, and as of last night, Carnival is telling guests not to head to the port until they hear from the cruise line. The Charleston area is prone to flooding. Norfolk in Baltimore sailings over the weekend could also be impacted. Ian was downgraded to a tropical storm early yesterday morning before regaining strength as a hurricane yesterday. At the time of broadcast, Port Canaveral, Tampa, Jacksonville, and Charleston, South Carolina ports all remain closed. Miami and Port Everglades are open. And effective last week, Barbados has dropped all of its COVID-19-related protocols. Testing will no longer be required for anyone entering the country, regardless of their vaccination status. In addition, masks will be optional in nearly every place across the island, with the exception of hospitals, nursing homes, and public transportation. Barbados is a popular destination on Southern Caribbean cruise itineraries, with lines including MSC, Royal Caribbean, and Celebrity. And Holland America Line has introduced a new tool that makes it easy to see the health requirements for your specific sailing. The Health Protocols tool is a webpage where you can input your voyage and it'll tell you all the requirements for that sailing. All voyages through the end of the year are loaded into the new tool, and 2023 sailings will be added shortly. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 7%, 9.16. Royal Caribbean down 8%, 43.66. And Norwegian down 5%, 13.86. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.